For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host today on this Monday, February 1st. My name is Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. Big things coming up, guys. We have UFC 258 around the corner. We have Overeem coming up on Fight Night this weekend. And moving forward, some of these UFC pay-per-views. We're going to have a Today in Sports Betting special episodes every time there's a big pay-per-view with me and Eric. So we had a good time doing that show. So we're looking forward to start doing the pay-per-view shows a little bit more consistently. And that'll be a lot of fun, man. I'm excited for those. But like I said, new month, February 1st. It's Monday, new week. Big games. Let's just jump right in, man. Let's make some money. Charlotte Hornets. +6 on the road against Miami. Jimmy Butler's back. Put a beat down on the Kings. And I have money on that, so I'm lucky I took those points. But I thought the Kings were going to beat the Heat in that game. They looked Wilson's coming back, but obviously Jimmy Butler didn't want anything to do with that. He said, nope, I'm getting buckets. The over-under sits at 217. I'm kind of leaning toward the over on that a little bit, but I try to avoid that as much as possible. I like the Heat here, though. -6. You got Jimmy back. I know there's still questionable tags next to Tyler Hero, who I don't expect to play. But I do think Dragic comes back. That's going to help a lot. Size-wise, obviously, the Heat are going to have the advantage with Bam. I like them here. I like them -6. I think defense is going to be the key factor here. But at the same time, the Hornets are playing very well. As a whole, you will not see this game on my wager pass unless I really start looking at it and thinking Jimmy Butler makes that big of a difference. And he might. Like, if you can find a way to shut down Gordon Hayward, and I think the defense on the wing already with guys like Iguodala coming back today, he's already listed as probable. Avery Bradley, I believe, is also listed as probable. Can't even speak this afternoon. I just feel like the defense around the perimeter can slow down this Hornets team that doesn't have much that finishes around the rim. So I like the -6. Again, I don't know if it's going to be my wager play yet. As of right now, it's kind of iffy, but it might be. It might be. Speaking of the wager pass, definitely go on hoop-ball.com and sign up for that. 33 cents a day. We've been killing it. We killed it through the month of January. I'm excited to see what we can build off of here in this month of February. I like some of these prop bets here. Over under for Devontae Graham is 14.5 points, and you get positive money here. I can see Graham getting right around 15 points. I also like his assists here. They have his current assists at 5.5. I like him hitting the over on that. I see him getting 7. My thinking tonight, he gets you 16 and 7. That's both hitting on the over. The over for 14.5 is +104. So basically even money, but you get a little sprinkle of change on top. And then it's -130. So again, Vegas agrees with me. They also believe that he's going to be having he's going to be having a good assist night. Over under on points for Jimmy Butler's at 20.5. I think that's very interesting. Coin flip there. Probably would stay away from it. But the one that I hit hard on, Bam Adebayo, over under 18.5 points. I love him in this game against Charlotte. Definitely see him having one of those 28-5 games. Definitely like Bam Adebayo. I'm pulling up the points, rebounds, and assists right here. 35.5 is the over-under for Bam Adebayo for points, rebounds, and assists combined. Again, I think he's going to get 28-5, which leans more toward the under. That's my projection for him, but I could also see him definitely getting double-digit rebounds. Regardless, I think the big thing here for me is with seeing a number like that, I'm heavily pushing on that over 18.5. I like 18.5 points right here for Bam Adebayo. I definitely take that over. It's -114, both sides, over and under. Straight up coin flip. I'm taking my quarter and I'm putting it on heads, meaning putting it on the head of Bam Adebayo to go get those buckets and grab those rebounds because I can see a lot of putbacks today. Next game, it's an interesting one. Lakers on the road against Atlanta. Both Anthony Davis and LeBron James are listed as questionable. Trae Young is playing, even though he has a questionable tag next to his name. He is playing. You know, every game this season, LeBron just enters a game with a game-time decision or the questionable tag next to it. It really, all that really means is, hey, LeBron, how'd you feel waking up? You get your oatmeal? You good? You want to play? Yeah? Cool? All right. So you're in. Okay, cool. Go. That's how I feel about every questionable tag next to LeBron. He hasn't missed a game. If he plays, obviously, you have the Lakers as the favorite. If he doesn't and Anthony Davis also sits, there's just so many ifs that it makes it hard for me to just want to go big anywhere here. If I had to choose one or the other, you get 5.5 points. It's a home game. You have size, right? You have Collins, Capella. They're playing better, especially Capella. The Lakers give up a ton of points to point guards, and Trae Young is a scoring point guard for sure. Herders look good. Reddishes look good. Well, Reddishes look a little inconsistent, if I'm being honest. But he's look good. Herders look good, for sure. Collins is finding his way. I love the Capella project. That's working. I'm taking +5.5 here with the Hawks. They're at home. Give them the advantage.
From Friday night football to the county fair, from picnics in the park to hometown parades, from big cities to small towns, we are proud to serve our communities. Last year, we volunteered 19,000 hours and donated $5 million to local charities. Because lending a hand to a neighbor and investing in the people and places around us is the right thing to do. We are Park National Bank, and we are proud to serve you.
Member FDIC.
I'm going to take the over on 219, though. I think this game definitely gets over that 219 mark. Next game, Rockets, Thunder. Rockets are on the road as 5.5-point favorites over this Thunder team. The over-under currently sits at 223. I'm taking the under on that one. I think Al Horford's defense is going to be a factor against Clint Capella. I'm taking the Thunder at home with the points. Again, I'm taking the dog +5.5. I like that here, man. I think SGA is really good. I think they found something with that point guard, that Theo point guard. I think his last name is Maldon. He's a shooter, man. He's a perfect fit. He's everything that George Hill was. They were hoping George Hill could have been as a veteran, but they're getting it from this rook. I like him. I think he's a perfect fit next to these guys. So it'll be a. It'll definitely be an interesting thing to watch him tonight because I think he's going to be a key factor there. And again, SGA is just so good. Al Horford's going to play the defense on Capella. On Christian Wood. Again, no David Nwaba. I think you're going to see a lot of John Wall. If you're a DFS player, I'm pretty big on John Wall. I think he's holding a 7,100 price tag right now on FanDuel. It's an interesting game. Again, I'm taking the points. I wouldn't even touch that money line at all. But you're at home. You get 5.5 points. I don't really trust the Rockets all that much. And if my dog's barking, that means take the dog. With my dog barking, that means take the dog. So we're going to go ahead and take the Oklahoma City Thunder on that one, plus 5.5. You have Knicks, Bulls on the next game. Knicks on the road as 3.5-point underdogs here to the Chicago Bulls. Again, man, it's just something about me. I like these dogs in today's games. I've already got the Hawks taking those points 5.5. I like the Thunder 5.5. You know what? Give me these Knicks plus 3.5. You know, scratch that. Give me the Knicks money line, baby. I like Julius Randle in this matchup. I don't know if Markkanen is ever going to be able to slow him down. They got the size advantage down there with that. I think Mitch Robb is a great DFS play, especially with his price on his head. Quickly is being very, very interesting. Really impressive rook. Continue giving this man minutes. He deserves it. He's putting up numbers out there. RJ Barrett, you know, he's slowly coming together. He's nothing great yet, but he's showing me something. And I've been really impressed with his play. I actually like watching the Knicks. I'll be honest. They're not my go-to NBA League Pass team, but they're not bad. And I think Zach LaVine's been playing good. I know a lot of people like this Bulls team. At least a lot of the pieces were like Kobe White, LaVine. They think Markkanen's starting to look a little bit better. I've been hearing a lot about the Bulls, but again, man, there's something about the Knicks. I also think Thibodeau's a better coach, so I'm giving the coaching lean here. Obviously, they're on the road, and with them only having them at 3.5, in my mind, this is a straight pick 'em. And the value lies with the dog here. I like the Knicks. I'm taking plus 140, and I'm feeling good about it. Let me go ahead and go click on these prop bets here. And while I'm clicking onto these prop bets to go look it out, look them up for you here, I want to remind everyone this show is presented to you and sponsored by MyBookie.ag. Everyone go on MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL. That's HOOPBALL, and they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. Bet, win, get that money. Over-unders right now. Let's see if we can find anything good in this Bulls-Knicks game. Mitch Robb's over-under on points is only 8.5. Wow, I'm taking that with a... I'm taking that easy. Easy taking that. Yep, sprinkle all my change. Here you go. You can take it. Take that. Over 8.5. I mean, I get he ain't scored in double digits in the last few games. I'm going to tell you this right now. 8.5 is not a lot for a big man against this Bulls team to get up points. I can see a lot of putback. I can see 8 points in the first quarter for Mitch Robb. I'm taking the over on that with big confidence. Over 8.5 points right here for Mitch Robb. The player performance double doubles. You know me, guys. I like finding the ones that can bring out a good payout. Also, one that's not risking too big of my bankroll, but has a big upside for it. You know what I mean? And again, I'm already leaning on the Knicks, so no matter what I find here, they're probably going to be big payouts for me because I'm already leaning toward the dog on this one. And if Vegas thinks that they're losing, obviously, add 2 and 2 together, you're going to get a bigger payout. RJ Barrett to score 20 points and a Knicks win pays 3-1. That's not bad, but again, that's a little too much. I think Otto Porter Jr., who is listed as questionable in this game, could shut that down. Patrick Williams is very interesting. I'm trying to find something here for Julius Randle. And a lot of them are kind of getting a little out of hand here. I don't mind the Julius Randle to have 5-plus assists and a Knicks win at plus 225. That's pretty interesting. So not too much here on the player performance double-doubles, but in terms of over-unders, I'm going to go with the points here, and I'm going to go with Mitchell Robinson, 8.5 points. I'm taking the over, feeling strong about that. I'm taking the money line with them Knicks, feeling very strong about that. It's the Julius Randle show on this game. And to be even more confident, I would say go ahead and take that 3.5 with big confidence. You got the Blazers. You got the Bucks. I'm avoiding this game. It's a high-scoring game. This is going to be eating season for Giannis. If Giannis, even if it's not Giannis, it can be a Bobby Portis. They just don't have much big men away from Cantor. I mean, Harry Giles is good. I've got to see him live plenty of times. I like Giles. Energy guy. Bench guy, though. He's filling his role. They're small. They still have no Derrick Jones Jr. He's out. Robert Covington's going to have to play big again. It's going to come down to shooting versus the number one offense in the league right now. I don't see how the Blazers stay close in this one. But 9.5 is a lot when you have Dame Dalla. So if you wanted to, I'm avoiding this game, me personally. If you had to lean one way or the other, obviously you're going to take those points knowing that you have Dame, knowing that you have Rocco, knowing that you have Carmelo, Gary Trent, you know, all these shooters, all these scorers. Rodney Hood's playing, maybe he gets going hot, you know what I mean? But I name all those names just to flip it on its head and go, I don't even have to say how it counters it, just the names itself. And I'll start from the weekends. You got DJ Augustine, Brent Forbes, Bobby Portis. You know what I mean? Like, those names already counter half of the players that I already named on Portland's team. That's why I don't really, I'm not messing with this game, because I've doubted the Blazers before and they've shown up. I personally just don't trust them. So I'm avoiding that. Kings, Pels, I'm taking the, again, man, I got the dogs. They're on the road. The Kings have looked better. They're getting +3, so the line's already dropped from 3.5 to 3 for the Kings in the Kings' favor. In the last game, it was a close one. It was one of the better games of the year already for the Kings. They happened to fall by 6 to the Pelicans, who are starting to put pieces together. You know what I mean? Lonzo's finally looking better since coming back. Bledsoe's finding his place. It's interesting, though, that they've taken JJ out of the rotation, so you just know that there's a trade coming there. Steven Adams is listed as questionable, so if he doesn't play, you know you're going to see a lot of Jackson Hayes. That's for you DFS people out there. At plus 135, the question marks around Steven Adams. I'm taking the Kings as the dogs' money line, and that will be in my wager pass. So that's my wager pass pick of the day. I personally have 3 units on that. I'm going ahead and taking the Kings, money line, plus 135. You have the Spurs. You have the Grizzlies. Spurs sit as 3.5-point favorites. I like them in this game. They are home. DeRozan had a poor outing in their last matchup against the Grizz. 5 points in 25 minutes. You know he's going to come back with some redemption. I can definitely see him going over value again for you DFS players out there. And yes, I do consider that gambling, as you are putting money down in daily fantasy sports, so I will continue to bring that up. Again, I like the Spurs here, -3.5. I don't really see a problem with going there. Gorgui Dieng, though, he's a sneaky play as well. The question to me is the matchup at point guard between Murray and Morant. I like Jaw, man. I think they have a good team when Jaw's going. It's just I don't really trust it at all. So I'm taking the Spurs, again, -3.5. I'm just trying to find ways to think of the other side, and there's just nothing really there for me. A game again. Go to the next one. You have the Suns and the Mavericks. I got a lot of dogs today, man. I'm feeling – it's also my dog's birthday. Shout out to my dog Cora, who you heard barking over here. I got the dog again here, man. Suns, +2.5 on the road against the Dallas Mavericks, who currently have Kristaps Porzingis listed as questionable after missing his last game with rest. Devin Booker is also listed as questionable. Now, I don't have any inside sources here, guys, but I have a strong feeling Devin Booker returns in this game. And if he's returning and Chris Paul keeps playing the way he's been playing, I just don't see how they don't win again. The Suns just beat them 2 days ago. And now you could potentially have Devin Booker back, which opens more shots and better opportunities for DeAndre Ayton, who's been finally putting it together, and Chris Paul doing Chris Paul things. Helps Mikal Bridges because he kind of went down a little bit, but, you know, Devin Booker there can pick right back up. I like the Suns here. There's money to be had on the Suns. You take the Suns here, and you feel good knowing that not only do you get the Suns, but you get them with positive money. So I like that there. Pistons Nuggets, man. I really don't like this game. I like Jokic as a DFS play, but I don't even really want to touch it. I don't like talking about Pistons games very much. It's just a bad game. Celtics on the road against the Golden State Warriors. There is no Marcus Smart. Obviously, he's out for the next 2 to 3 weeks, but the rest of the roster basically stays the same. And this game is actually listed for tomorrow. So that doesn't even matter. Those are all of our picks. So just to review, we like the Miami Heat -6. We feel good about that one. We like the Hawks +5.5 at home against the Lakers, especially if LeBron and them don't play. We like the Thunder +5.5 at home against the Houston Rockets. We like the Knicks. We like the Knicks. We like the Knicks. We're avoiding that Bucks game. Another dog. We like them Kangs. Taking them Kangs. We like the Spurs at home, 3.5-point favorites. Another dog. We like them Suns. All about Phoenix Heat. And then we're avoiding that Pistons Nuggets game. Don't really like that one there. Remember, prop bet of the day for me, it's in that Knicks Bulls over 8.5 points for Mitch Robb. And those are going to be our picks for the day, guys. I appreciate all of you guys listening, staying into this quick episode of Today in Sports Betting. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of @VMCenter. Remember, guys, sign up for the Wager Pass. It's only 33 cents a day. It's at hoop-ball.com, the website that hosts this show for us. Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. And they'll match up to $500 of your very first deposit. Listen to this show. Thank you for doing so. Rate, review, subscribe. Let me know what you guys want to hear more of. Do you guys like the player performance double-doubles, the over-under on points? Do you guys even like the prop bets? Are there more sports you want us to cover? And from what I've been told, if you are a sports bettor out there and you're looking for a place to get your voice heard, to start building your voice and start helping others build their bankroll, reach out to Dan Bespris at Dan Bespris on Twitter. We're looking to recruit right now for our sports betting division here at hoop-ball.com. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Rate, review, subscribe. Sending you all the good vibes. And you already know, guys. Good luck.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.